renos that have just taken forever.
Well, I'm not drinking any liquids for the next week. I don't have a toilet. And I'm only in a two-bedroom little house, so there is only one toilet. Jamie, my fiancé, was a tiler. You'd think, okay, this would be done quick, smart.
Yeah.
No, around December last year.
Oh.
And there's
so
no
toilet.
There's no door. And at the moment, the toilet's been removed for the waterproofing.
So what do you do?
Because you know what? We were saving for the wedding. We're like, let's do it after the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And now Jamie's gone, hey, you know what? There's going to be people here for the wedding. We need to do the toilet.
So you need to hire a portaloo.
No, well, I've got wee mats with the dogs.
Oh, good.
No, there's a bucket. Oh. I've been told there's a bucket. I mean, the world's your toilet when you're a bloke, but this will be interesting.
Well, we had on Gold FM Facebook page, looking for the longest reno, Joni
yes.
Mermaid Waters. She said she's been there for years and years, done a reno, but like you said, just haven't put all the pictures and everything up. It's been
yes.
a couple of years since.
Mm. And Tony and Currumbin, 4 years, she didn't have a bathroom and had an outdoor shower.
Oh.
How is that?
I mean, it's the Gold Coast, but it still gets a bit chilly.
Yeah. Rick in Coomera, what's your story? How long's your reno been going for?
Still going, but 13 months for a bathroom, just an ensuite.
13 months for an ensuite. What do you do as a job?
I'm a tiler.
Yeah. You're a tiler as well.
Interesting.
All right. Well, we'll get it done. How about you hire Jamie? He's a tiler. He can hire you, and then you'll both get your job lot done.
I got plenty of work if he's looking in Townsville, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Right, 13 months.
Okay. Well, wow. Let's see if we can beat that. I think Melissa can in Miami. 13, 27, 10. What's happened?
We bought our house 19 years ago and we're still not finished.
Oh, what?
Oh, were you all excited when you first bought it? And you're like, we'll do this and this and this. Let's do it. Let's strip it. Let's do everything.
Yeah, we did. We do change things around. So that's probably why we're not finished, because we'll do one thing, like it was a three-bedroom, two-story house, and we decided, okay, we're going to live upstairs, we're going to build a granny flat downstairs and a workshop for my husband, and we did that. And then years later we went, we're going to make it a full two-story house. So we kicked our housemate out of the granny flat. That became our master bedroom. My husband's workshop turned into another lounge room. We did have three bedrooms upstairs. We took out one of those rooms. But this has been a slow process. My husband's a cabinet maker. Everyone used to say to me, you must have the best kitchen.
Yeah. It's always the way.
They seem like the worst offenders.
Yeah. Well, they are. You don't want to do it when you come home.
Yeah, but it's like mechanics. You go to a mechanic's house and he'll have half a dozen cars on the front lawn.
Exactly.
That's true. All right. Well, good luck, Melissa. Hopefully you finish it in the next 19 years.
Thank you.